Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And just click on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there on the front page of the website. You get to create the content right there at freetalklive.com. Well, I got some Bitcoin stuff coming up here tonight. Yesterday was a really tough day for some people in the Bitcoin world, I'm sure, as the price dropped on some exchanges below $200.
Yep.
For a very short period of time. It has somewhat come back a little bit today, up in the 220 range. But there's more to say about Bitcoin, including the latest on the Mike Tyson Bitcoin vending machine. But we've also got the update, actually, on Denver, where, if you recall, it was, I don't know, like a week or so ago, where we were discussing a jury nullification activist, a man in his 50s, who was arrested. Charged with multiple felonies because he was handing out information to jurors, informing them of their rights. And there are a couple of updates in the story. Number one is that the Denver City Attorney, this is coming from the Denver Post, the Denver City Attorney has now directed police and sheriff's department to stop arresting people passing out jury nullification literature in front of the courthouse.
Good.
Order was revealed Friday in a U.S. District Court during a hearing involving a lawsuit against the city and Denver Police Chief Robert White. Suit was filed earlier this month on behalf of activists who want to distribute jury nullification information outside of the Lindsay Flanagan Courthouse. They sued after two others who were handing out pamphlets were charged with seven counts of jury tampering by the district attorney, Mitch Morrissey. Lawsuit argues that the arrests are a violation of free speech rights and asks for a federal injunction against any further arrests. The lawsuit also names Denver Chief Judge Michael Martinez, who on Thursday issued an order barring demonstrations, protests, distributing literature, proselytizing, and other activities on the courthouse grounds. Now, I've actually got a separate piece from FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, about that particular order. City Attorney Scott Martinez said his staff argued the Denver judge's order was overly broad. They also argued against arrests targeting people handing out jury nullification literature. So this is an unusual circumstance, right? You've actually got a city attorney who is telling the enforcement wing to not enforce this. And you've got a judge who's basically gone insane with power over the courthouse property.
Yep.
So usually, you know, usually these two different arms of the government work in tandem with one another. They work together on oppressing your rights. But it sounds to me like the city attorney's office is afraid that they might lose this lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. He's afraid of getting sued. That's money that the city is trying to scrounge up on a regular basis.
They also argued against arrests. The city attorney's office has taken the position that their actions do not violate the state law. City attorney said, quote, "We agree the courthouse steps are a public forum and that people can pass out information, including pamphlets, in accordance with the First Amendment." So it's the city attorney's office, which I guess that's different from the district attorney, right? So the district attorney is the person who does the prosecuting. The city attorney is the attorney who's in charge of the city's business of law.
Who tells the people in the city whether or not they're doing the right thing and that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. We'll talk more about the Denver crackdown here and what this crazy judge, what his order actually says that bars all demonstration protests and all manner of First Amendment activities on the courthouse grounds. But you can also call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. Let's go to Joe, listening in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Joe. Joe, you're on the air.
Hello.
You're on the radio, Joe. You got to go.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello, Joe. What do you
and
know?
Three,
I lost him.
Two, one, bye-bye. Let's try Errol in the Netherlands. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Errol. Errol going once. Errol in the Netherlands going twice. Well, I guess we're having some difficulties at the network studios. I don't know if that's a technical problem
there's
or
probably a bit,
it's a crank night.
There's a
or what?
There's a board op in Minneapolis scrambling to get things back together right now.
Anyway, our toll-free number, 855-453. You can also call us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, our listeners, longtime listeners, will know that the jury nullification is your right as a juror to judge the law itself. So whatever the charges happen to be in the case, you can vote your conscience. So if you think the law is bad, the one in which that person is charged with, you can vote not guilty even if the person has been caught red-handed, so to speak. So if they had a pound of marijuana on them and, you know, it was pretty clear that they had it, it doesn't matter if all the facts in the case point to their guilt. You can still vote not guilty because you think the law is bad.
Mm-hmm.
So the jury is the final check and balance on an out-of-control government.
But Ian, that is not something they teach you in school.
No.
They don't teach you that anywhere. In fact, I think if you just walk down the street right now and asked just regular citizens, I don't think even half of them would know that.
I suspect you're right about that. There may be some who have actually heard the terminology, but they may not know what it actually means.
They would probably think it's some kind of getting out of jury duty.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
that's what used to happen in Florida is when I was standing out in front of the courthouse. This was years ago. I was doing jury nullification outreach down there, and I would get a lot of response from people who were upset at me for being there because they thought I was there to tell people how to get out of jury duty.
Hmm.
So people who are, you know, very dutifully coming to jury duty, these are those civic-minded folks who believe this is their duty, they were incensed that I would be there informing people of how to get out of jury duty, which, of course, is not at all what I was doing.
Because you would come down to the courthouse to tell people how to better spend their time than to be down at the courthouse.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right. This is a bunch of people who are walking around incensed most of the time, right? Like, you just happen to be in front of them, but this is what they do on a regular basis. Good thing that you don't have to live in their skin.
All right, so we're going to try Joe actually one more time because apparently he couldn't even hear us before, which may have been why that last call was so strange. Joe, can you hear us now?
I sure can. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, ago, you were talking about going out and going to council meetings and things of that nature, that you're able to have the time. But like myself, I don't have the time, and we don't have lobbyists that represent the average John Doe working person. And I didn't know if the Free State Society or libertarians had lobbyists where you can send money to where they would represent less government, less tax, and represent us like the big lobbyists represent other people.
I don't know about Washington, D.C., but I can tell you that there is just such a lobbying organization here in New Hampshire.
There is?
Wait a minute, Mark. I don't think that – are you referring to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance?
Nope, I'm not. I'm referring to Rothbard something or another. Do you remember the lobbying group?
I don't think they spend time going to city council meetings.
City council meetings? No, they go to the state house.
That's what Joe was asking about, was going to city council
meetings. Well, the state house also. You know, here in Alabama, we're getting railroaded where the government keeps wanting to raise taxes.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, your representatives, they do it part-time, and it's hard to get them at their job. And you really can't get your voice unless you go knocking on their door. And it's just a bummer that we're not represented as the working person.
Well, I totally understand where you're coming from, and most people don't have time to go to these meetings. If I were to go to every city meeting that they have during the week, I wouldn't be able to do this show because they're all in the evenings, and there's, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday pretty much every single week, plus some other ones.
Yeah, sometimes they have the special nights where they got to, you know, decide who the next city administrator is going to be.
So if you're including the state house, then yes, New Hampshire has a lot of people who regularly go to the state house who are activists for liberty, for smaller government, for making, you know, taxes less, fewer regulations, things like that. That happens here quite a bit. How much of that goes on a regular organized basis in the city council meetings? I would say not as much. I don't think there's as much effort focused there. But again, I don't go to all the city council meetings, so maybe there's some other towns where people are really, you know, Johnny on the spot. I know certainly in Grafton there is a lot of controversy over their yearly town meeting where there are at least a dozen or so Free State Project participants who are attending there and kind of stirring things up.
And the reason they're able to do so well there is not because they have some guy who always goes and can keep everyone up to date who they're paying, it's because they go in numbers, and that's
right.
And even then, they're not getting as much done as they probably could because, like Joe said, they don't really represent you even when the whole town comes out.
Joe, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll talk more about it coming up here, and you can share your thoughts with us now that our phones are working correctly at 855-453.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. Whether it's jury nullification or getting active in local politics, that was what our call was just a moment ago, and I thought it deserved more discussion. So we're going to continue with that. 855-450-3733. It's Topless Tuesdays, or at least two-thirds of the studio is taking part here tonight.
I'm saving everybody the shock and horror.
We do have the webcam, by the way, and you can go to cam.freetalklive.com to see that. Once again, that is cam.freetalklive.com. Actually, I'm told there was some cam difficulties, so we'll hit the restart button on that. ExpressCoin, the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies? Yes, it is. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. Where else can you get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee? All you have to do is go to ExpressCoin.com and use code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live at ExpressCoin.com. It is their licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Pretty much everybody in most of the states can qualify to use ExpressCoin.com. Sorry, New Yorkers. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get that $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee. Once again, ExpressCoin.com. If you are still in New York and you love liberty, then consider moving to New Hampshire. It's not that far away. The climate is pretty much the same. You'll just have a whole lot more freedom and less taxation.
And less accents.
Well,
different kinds. Different accents.
Yeah, I was going to say, some of these accents up here are pretty heavy.
This is Russ Wyback with the Monadnock Region Forecast.
Now, wait, he's not from New Hampshire, is he?
It's a Western New England accent.
Okay.
So I thought he was from Maine.
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay.
Well, anyway, we were talking about local politics, getting involved inside the system, and how just excruciatingly difficult it can be to make that happen. Everybody's got a life. Everybody has things that they would like to do with their time. And if you're not a second or third shift worker or whatever, and you're not working at nighttime, then you probably have other things you want to do at nighttime. Because usually these city council meetings are in the evenings in most places I've ever heard of.
But if you really feel passionate about making change, Ian, you need to involve yourself in
politics.
That's
what they say. That's what they keep telling us. But then when we try to do it, they just ignore everything that we say. So it can be...
Oh, no, they get angry at us for going and wasting their time.
That's true.
Their meeting that could be an hour gets turned into 4 or 5 hours,
right.
And they get mad at you. And it's like, well, I know we've been telling you to do it this way forever, but now that you're doing it this way, we would like you to please stop.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's nothing you can do short of becoming them, you know, like adopting the statist system and, you know, falling into their belief system.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do besides that that's going to make them happy.
Yeah, that reminds me. They always like to say, they get on the radio every Saturday or whenever they're on, and they like to say, well, we need new blood. You know, we're just a bunch of old guys, and we need new blood who will bring new ideas.
New
and then you get the new blood ideas.
Yeah, she's bailing out. They had some new girl
elected.
Well,
no, that's, yeah, they got the new blood, but what they really mean is new blood who think the exact same way.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm new blood. I have a completely different idea for fixing the issues. They're going to do everything in their power to keep me out because my ideas involve taking the money away from them, and they can't do jack squat without the money.
This is kind of what we run into in the radio industry, Ian and I. You'll hear people, not just periodically, but station owners and people in the industry talking about how they need, we need to have that next generation of issues-oriented talk. But they don't, what they want is a younger person that will say the same things as the old people old men that they have on the radio now.
The young Rush Limbaugh.
Right, that's what they want. Well, I got some news for you. The next generation doesn't think like the last generation. The last generation created unintended consequences the next generation has to deal with, and then this generation will probably use the system of government to create more unintended consequences. Look at the poor millennials. They're living in their mother's basement.
Well, they've managed to find a couple of young talk show hosts that are more than happy to take up the old Rush Limbaugh mantle.
They found a few, yeah.
So, I mean, they're doing that.
Yeah, there's absolutely young Republicans, and there are young Democrats, too. No doubt about it.
What you're saying is they're saying one thing, but they don't really mean it.
We can clearly see that the political opinions of generations have changed. We can go back 20 years, 40 years, 60 years. Generations, I think, are 17 years, but whatever. We can keep going back, and you can see how opinions have changed over time. So if your expectation is that you will get the same thing with a younger body, then you're not really looking to provide something new to the next generation.
So I wanted to talk a little further about how New Hampshire is different already than the rest of the country as far as local action is concerned. We already pointed out that the state level, there's a lot of involvement. Mark, you mentioned one particular lobbying firm that is a very pro-liberty lobbying firm. There's also the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that does amazing work. They actually read every bill that is proposed. And that's like 800 pieces of legislation in one term. So they read all this legislation. They essentially rank it based on, oh, well, is this pro-liberty or not? They have a system that they use to sort of rate those bills. And then ultimately at the end of the year, they also catalog the votes of the various different state reps. There are over 400 people in the state house. There's 400 state reps and 24 state senators. They total all their votes up and they decide, well, did this state senator vote pro-liberty this year or not? And then they give them a letter grade, like A through F. And then there's also something below F, which is the constitutional threat. That's all a lot of work. And that I'm just scratching the surface on the work that they do at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. They actually just had a meeting last night where some of the state reps were meeting with some of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance members just to sort of talk about, you know, what's coming up in the next term, because here in New Hampshire there's going to be another year starting for the state reps soon. That means they get to file new pieces of legislation to repeal laws and, you know, pass new ones and things like that.
Pieces of paper, Ian.
So they're doing things like that. Mark, you hosted a dinner for them where they were giving out awards. It's a really great organization, and there's nothing like it out there. We have asked on the air to have you tell us, is there anything at all that even comes close to what they do over at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance anywhere else in the other 49 states? No one has ever said there's anything that even comes close. And so that's a couple of things that really make the State House an outstanding place for activism. Plus, there's just people that go up there regularly to testify. So myself and Daryl and some of the other Keene activists, we'll go up on a pretty much weekly basis. Whenever the State House is in session, we'll testify on various bills of interest.
And record.
And record the video of it so you can see it happening. And you can see that, you know, there really are people here doing that kind of activism. But as I said before, there's, I think, a bit of a dearth of activism, at least in the city council races and such. We're starting to see some candidates throw in Manchester this year, which is exciting. There's a couple, at least two or three, I think, candidates out that way that I've heard about that are running for city council. We're going to have liberty activists running here in Keene. So we've had people run for council, but to have those people go in and regularly attend those meetings, man, it takes a real special person to be willing to dedicate that kind of time to that kind of boring...
To waste that kind of time?
Right. To that kind of boring political game. And I'm not saying there aren't those people out there. It's just there aren't enough of them in New Hampshire yet. And we need to get thousands more liberty-loving people to move here as part of the Free State Project. So if we have, let's say, there's 20,000 people that are supposed to come here for the Free State Project. Let's be realistic. 10,000 of them might actually come. Of that 10,000, maybe we'll get 500 if we're lucky in the Keene area. And then of that 500, let's say 80-20 rule is in effect. You might be looking at maybe about 20 people or something like that who would regularly be willing to come out to these things. 855-453. It's all about the numbers. Free Talk.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They say, get involved, they say. Come to the meetings. You can change things. And then when you actually go to the meetings, they say, get out of here. We don't want your kind around here. You guys are just wasting our time.
Or worse, you just sit there for an hour and a half, and there's no opportunity to ever get up and speak because they have their special 10-minute window, where your free speech window, where you can actually talk. And then after that, they'll go behind closed doors.
Right.
And make all their decisions, and then you'll read about it 2 days later in the paper once everything has been decided.
I don't know what's worse, local government where they invite you to come and could care less what you have to say, or national or state government where they tell you to send a letter and could care less what
you say. And then they blow you off.
Right. I'm not sure. I think I'd rather sit at home and write letters and have people ignore them than to go someplace and sit in their boring meetings for 2 hours and be ignored.
No, I disagree. I think that I would rather go to the meetings because when at least here in Keene, New Hampshire is where we're doing the show from, they televise all the meetings. So at the very least, you can play to the audience there. If you just write a letter, you're just going in the circular file. If you are at one of these meetings, you can at the very least, during one of these rare speaking occasions, you can speak. That is going to go on television. Someone's going to see it, and they're going to appreciate it. Maybe it'll get somebody to think. And so I think you're going to have a greater impact in that way. Plus, you're also clogging up the system in that way too, right? Because if a bunch of people show up and they talk at one of these meetings, it makes the meeting take longer. And even though that can make it more grueling on the people attending, it does also make it more grueling on the statists, who would also prefer to be doing other things.
And, you know, these councilmen, I don't think they really know what the populace are really saying. They only hear the sycophants.
The echo chamber.
The old grandma who comes in, "I'm so proud of all your service for helping us out." and she's like the only lady in the audience who ever comes to these things.
Right.
And she's got cookies maybe, and you know.
That lady doesn't even exist. I've been to enough of these meetings to where there's no one who's consistently in that audience. The only people who are in that audience consistently are the government bureaucrats themselves.
And the ones that come are generally there to sort of bow and scrape to get what it is that they came
They're
for.
Usually not even there for the whole thing. They're usually there for one specific purpose, yep. And once they're hearing the thing that they're there for is over, they take off. So we can continue the discussion. Maybe you want to jump in and share your perspective on trying to change things locally. How's that working for you? 855-450-FREE. If you care about privacy when you're online, you need to check out ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, and that means that your own internet service provider won't know what you're doing online anymore. That means they can't market that information or turn it over to the government. ProXPN does it right. They offer OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. Plus, there's Linux support as well. And unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And now ProXPN has more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They'll take your credit card and even Bitcoin. Plus, you can get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And 50, as in 50% off, that can make it cheaper per month than one good cup of coffee. You keep hearing about your privacy being infringed, go to proxpn.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. I think that you're going to see a real game changer when people start moving in mass for the Free State Project. We've already had happen, and I guess we should explain, what is the Free State Project? Conan, how would you explain to someone who'd never heard of it before?
Free State Project is a project to enlist the idea to move in mass to one specific area. It was voted on almost 10 years ago now that New Hampshire...
More than 10.
New Hampshire would be the choice... to mass these people of freedom with freedom values, regardless of what aisle you stand in. You know, if you believe in freedom and you want to attack the root, strike the root, you've got to do it in numbers. Going as one person to these council meetings doesn't work. Being the only libertarian in your area, going out and holding a sign.
Road.
It doesn't work, but if you get the numbers, we have power in numbers, and so that's the basic idea behind it all is to move us all here. And you know, you don't have to run for government. You don't have to go out holding signs. You don't have to do civil dis.
You can give some money to the people who do those things or do behind-the-scenes stuff, like write a letter to the editor.
Correct.
Or program a website or, you know, do some, you know, like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, they actually have a custom-programmed thing that they, a system that they can enter in all this data about the various different bills that are being sponsored every single year. So there's just hardcore programmers that are totally behind-the-scenes doing programming.
And
they never get any sunshine.
There are the naysayers, the anti-Free State Projectors, who will be like, well, they just come here to take over the government. Well, you've got a bunch of people here who are in the other camp who don't want to take over government. They just want to opt out completely. They're going to go live out in the woods. They're going to live off the grid. And there's plenty of off the grid areas here in the area.
That's true. There's a diversity among the people who come here, which also means that not everybody's getting involved in the same thing, which is why I was saying before, even if we get 10,000 people to move here as part of the Free State Project, only a portion of them are going to be active within the political system, and only a portion of them will be super active within the political system. So really, it is all about numbers. We've had amazing success so far with dozens of people who've been elected to the state house. There are currently more than a dozen people in the state house. We've had people elected to school boards and town selectman roles. You know, there are also people doing smaller things like I've never been elected to any position, but I'm on the board of directors of the local cable access channel.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't how often do they hassle you for wearing hats in courtrooms around here anymore?
I don't think you can get away with wearing a hat in Kane District Court still.
Oh, really?
It's Manchester where you can wear a hat. So it just all depends on the judge, whoever it is that's sitting there. So there's been, I think, an amazing level of political success already. I challenge anybody to call me out on this, because I think I'm right with this claim that New Hampshire's Free State Project has had more political success in one decade than the Libertarian Party has had in all of the 50 states over 40 years.
It's a big claim, but I don't think that it's incorrect.
Yeah, I totally believe that to be true. Having been
I don't think it's even close.
Having been involved in the Libertarian Party for a number of years myself, I was a life member of the Libertarian Party. Man, those guys can't get anybody elected to save their life. Every now and then you'll see somebody getting like a Soil and Water Board conservation position. There's a claim that there was one or two that won city council seats in Texas in 2014. But really, there's almost nothing, and nobody ever gets on the radar for what they do. They're not making any headlines in whatever positions they're in. Here, when liberty-minded people run for election, there are some people who will actually campaign for us without even realizing they're doing that. They're so worried that the Free Staters are going to get elected, they will spend thousands on full-color flyers to oppose us. But the funny part is, they're, in some cases, as long as they're accurate with what they're saying, they're actually advertising for us. Like, Conan, this hasn't happened to you yet, Conan, but
I'm waiting for it. Yeah. Conan wants smaller government.
Right. Conan wants to reduce the size of the budget. And, you know, they'll take that, they'll print them out, and they'll put them on local poster boards. Like around here, you know, there's coffee shops with little cork boards and local restaurants with cork boards. They'll post them up there, and they'll leave them on people's cars, and they'll spend thousands of dollars. The big spenders will actually spend money on direct mail. So there's a town called Bedford, just outside of Manchester, where a couple of Free Staters were running. And every single voting household in that town was delivered in the mail a full-color flyer opposing the two Free Staters who were running for political office. That must have cost thousands and thousands of dollars to send that to every
did
single household.
Did one of them win?
I don't honestly remember, Mark. That's a good question. There are so many different political, contests here. It's hard to keep track of them all.
Right. And you were comparing it to the success of the Libertarian Party, and I can answer the question is, did that Libertarian win? And the answer is no. They didn't. Whoever that Libertarian is, Libertarian Party member is, they didn't win. Because we know what the results of elections have been for the last decade in America for Libertarian Party members, and they haven't won anything.
Oh, so I thought you were talking about Bedford. I didn't realize you were talking about the Libertarian parties. The guys in Bedford were running for nonpartisan local races, and they got opposed big time by the powers that be, the special interests who want to keep the status quo. And that's what we're up against here. They are scared to death of the fact that we're here and that we're active and that we're winning elections. And we'll win more as you get here and join us. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Bricky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Bricky Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Bricky water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Bricky system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBricky.com or call me, the Bricky Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio waves. Just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We were talking about making change. It can be hard to do that when a judge tells you you can't speak on certain property. We'll give you more on what's been going on in Denver with the crackdown on jury nullification activists. But first, to the phones and to the fun. Johnson's in New Hampshire, I believe, calling from Keene. Hello, Johnson.
That's correct. Yeah, so, you know, they're also doing things in New York that we don't like, that we know about. And I accidentally stumbled upon a tech tip tonight that I wanted to share because it's too good and uses products by, you know, two FTL advertisers.
Okay. Johnson's tech tip. Let's hear it.
It's kind of obvious. It's really kind of obvious, but it's, I just kind of accidentally stumbled on it, and I'm like, well, okay, let's share this. But I was connected to a New York Pro XPN server tonight, and I was using purse.io. And went to...
You mean saveatpurse.com?
Saveatpurse.com.
That's the website that we give out to our listeners so they can get signed up for Purse. And then Free Talk Live gets a very small portion of each of their purchase prices. But we'll talk more about Purse here in a little bit. So what about it?
Right. So I was, you know, poking around the site, and suddenly I noticed, hey, you can't earn Bitcoin. You're in New York. So... essentially, there's, you know, because of the bit license regulation, one cannot buy items in New York through, you know, you can't buy Bitcoin essentially in New York, you know, without a license, right? You can't.
Okay, so what you were using Purse for in this case was you were looking to buy Bitcoin, which is the other use for Purse. It's not the one we advertise typically.
I wasn't actually. I was just poking around. And
yeah, that's what you were looking at. So sure. You could still sure. buy well, things. So you could still do the other way around, though. You could still buy things on Amazon if you live in New York with Bitcoin.
Correct, yes. So right. You could use your Bitcoin and other people could get it from you, but you can't go the other direction. Well, I discovered this because obviously the site thought that I was in New York because right. it was connected to a New York server. Well, I'm sure that that could work in the opposite direction as well if you happen to be in New York
mm-hmm.
and you know, didn't feel a particular regard for their silly Bitcoin license. You could probably use a pro XPN server that's in, say, Texas or the United Kingdom or somewhere
else. Singapore.
And this is an excellent solution for people who are sadly still stuck in New York State physically who might want to avail themselves of various Bitcoin-related services because, I mean, pretty much everybody's cutting and running from New York. There are certain Bitcoin right. players who are the biggest of the big, like Coinbase, who are jumping through the hoops to continue to operate in New York, but a lot of them are just calling it quits. Let's see, Local Bitcoin, Kraken, I've heard those two, they're out of there. As you pointed out, Purse, Express Coin, not doing business with people in New York.
If it was easy for me to get my Bitcoin business out of New York, that's what I would do.
Yeah, but if they don't know, what they don't know can't hurt them.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a VPN, you know, and you want to get Bitcoin and you're in New York, I mean, I know that Perth, you know, is not really sort of allowed to provide Bitcoin, but if they don't know, you know, how could they possibly yeah. know if someone's using a VPN?
Right.
This seems to be an extremely efficient way of getting Bitcoin in New York. You know, just...
Yeah, I would say VPN, it's probably your best option.
Somewhere else. Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up, Johnson. That's a great point. Hey, Johnson, I hear a rumor you're going to run for city council. Is it true?
Yes, it's possible.
We need a ward five, that's where you live, right?
I'm considering it because it seems like now. Do you know? I mean, I don't know if it's contested or not. I've been trying to look at it. Somebody said that there is someone else who's running.
So in Keene, where we live, there are 15 city council seats. And there are five what they call wards in the city. There are five at-large seats, which means those people are elected by everyone in the city. And then there are five – you confused, Mark?
I just don't see any particular reason why we're explaining what the ward setup is in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, there's a reason why I'm explaining that, and I'll get to that point. The reason why is because here in Keene, every 2 years – two-thirds of the entire city council comes up for election. So there are the five at-large seats that are every 2 years, and then there are the five ward seats, or rather 10 ward seats, but they only five of those come up every 2 years. So every 2 years, this is how often political activity happens here in New Hampshire. You can change the entirety of the city government out, pretty much, you know, because two-thirds of the council will get, if you could successfully win all two-thirds of those council seats, you'd have total, complete control over that city council. And that is something that is possible every 2 years here. And you know, a lot of places, you don't have that ability to make changes like that.
Yeah,
especially
but
place-
Ian, we know here in this area, John McClain, city manager, he ran this town. This was his town.
Well, that's like that everywhere, dude. I mean, it's just that you happen to know the names of the players in this particular town. It's the good old boys network everywhere you go. There's a John McClain, who's the name, that's the name of the city manager. There's a John McClain in any town, USA. It doesn't matter where it is we're talking about. There's some boss man who's in charge of the entire city operation. And in some cases, they act like criminal gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't act like that openly, they're probably acting like that behind closed doors. So you just know the players here. That's all. It seems
Ashley Madison does too.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So anyway, I think that you know if we have enough people running for office, not just in Keene but all over New Hampshire, and we've got enough people here who are here as the free part of the Free State Project, if you get enough people to show up to any primary, you can absolutely win these things with 100 to 500 voters. And I think that that's doable for any of the major cities in New Hampshire to get 500 movers as part of the Free State Project. So, Johnson, we'll look forward to hearing news about your political campaign, and thanks for the call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, will Johnson win? Does he have a chance? No, probably not. The person who's running for that particular seat is an incumbent, and it doesn't matter where you live. The incumbents are almost always going to get reelected every single time.
Mm-hmm.
So Yeah, the, you know, I guess he's got a decision to make. Does he want to run for that local ward seat, or does he want to go for the full at-large seat? If you're going to be doing a real campaign, you probably want to do the smaller seat. If you're in New Hampshire, if you want to win a city council seat or a school board seat or something like that, you can do it by going door to door and literally covering the entirety of your district.
That's how politics should be done just about everywhere. But in many times, the districts are set up, they're just too large.
Not when it comes to like a city council race or something like that. That's a doable thing.
I don't mean in New Hampshire. I'm talking about elsewhere.
Yeah, elsewhere. You just forget about it. You probably can't even qualify for the ballot.
Door knocking is a very successful political system.
If you can even qualify for the ballot in some other place, but good luck with that. Now, I don't know what it's like where you live, but here in New Hampshire, here in Keene, it's $2. You want to file for city council? $2.
If you don't want to pay the $2, you go get 50 signatures.
50 signatures. That'll allow you to avoid the cash payment. And if you want to file for mayor... $5.
Oh, no.
The big one.
Right. So, you know, I think that one of the things we haven't had here very much has been the real all-out campaign. Somebody who is willing to spend the time that it takes to go door to door. Personally, I got enough things on my plate. I'm not willing to do that. So I file for at large and I take whatever media comes and I use that to get the word out about freedom and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. But for somebody who is willing to put that time in, they really do have a chance to win in any town in New Hampshire, probably less so in Keene, but in you know, a lot of these places in New Hampshire, that's the way you seal the deal on these elections is you just go and you meet your neighbors and you talk to them. And, you know, I think the average person who wins an election in New Hampshire spends like $500 to do so, at least on the local
level.
It's
a number I've heard.
It's the number I've heard as well.
Well, I've already spent $200 on my stupid signs.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can spend as much as you want on these things, but there's probably a point of diminishing returns, I would suspect. And where that is, I don't know. But it'll be interesting to watch the races as they develop here this year. It always is. It's like political action here is a nonstop thing.
It doesn't end. It's the state sport.
Yeah, it kind of is. I guess there's a NASCAR track here in New Hampshire as well. But
yeah, we were talking earlier why if we get more than 10 at-large candidates, we have to have a primary. Why not just throw them all on one list or three lists or however many lists it takes?
There's hardly ever more than 10 anyway.
Was it like $5,000 or something to have the one primary?
I don't know. It's probably several thousand.
Yeah, it's very expensive. But it's just what was said. It is a sport, and hey, if we can have two of these, well, good God, that's even better. Exactly. I mean, it's fun to some people.
James Cleveland, who is a liberty activist here, he lost his primary last year by 70 votes. That's all it would have taken, even in Keene, which is, you know, supposedly one of the most unfriendly places to liberty. It's kind of the lefty side of the state here. And he almost had it. I mean, 70 votes would have been, I think,
pretty close.
So, our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. This judge in Denver has created a First Amendment free zone. And we'll tell you about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. In stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal. And a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves.
ALS with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.